So this is
we are reconvening the regular school board meeting of November 8th at 7:40 p.m. for the purpose of continuing our meeting, with the first item being the board meeting self-evaluation to be conducted by board members. And we will go into a moment of silence while the recorder continues in order for board members to fill out their forms.
Ed, do you have that email printout that I gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding, I'd like Val to see it. That was an email from Director Olson today, a few minutes before the board meeting started. Thank you.
All forms have been filled out, so we now have an opportunity to share verbal observations on tonight's meeting. Director Russell, you want to begin?
Flowed very smoothly. It's unfortunate Director Olson's kind of late on announced absence, really preventing us from all the work that we had scheduled tonight.
And speaking loud enough, yeah.
I'm always afraid to restart it for if you all erase something.
Director Dutton.
I thought the meeting agenda was well planned. Unfortunately, not all participants were here to take advantage of that. I've taken the opportunity to do a little analysis of our last 17 meetings for this evaluation process. And again, the value of this evaluation process is important, so I'll wait to share that at a maybe next meeting, if that would be okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Director Andrews?
The meeting went well, it was efficient, balanced. It is disruptive when you have items on the agenda that are director focused and aren't given the obligation and time to kind of make alternate decisions or notify people that, you know, things have changed. And I felt that the people from the risk management pool was a bit of an inconvenience for them to be here. So that was unfortunate. But offsetting that was I like having the recognition portion of the agenda because that's always such a feel-good portion. It doesn't really have to do with how we have done as a board, but I do enjoy having that part of the meeting included. Shows the good work the district is doing.
Well, I agree. I think affirming the good successes is a way to energize people who have worked hard to achieve to high standards. And it's also a message to the rest of our team that we, you know, appreciate and admire when people go the, you know, extra effort and achieve the high standards and are recognized not by ourselves but by outside sources. So it's an objective observation from some other entity that has looked in on us and found us doing good things. And that's an important part of the board's role, I think, in setting the tone in the district and communicating appreciation for the effort and affirming the pathway that we're on. Thought the meeting was a good one. We had important policy matters and strategic questions and items on the agenda. Board received valuable information for its oversight responsibilities. You know, the elevating and enhancing the evaluation system in the district is a very important ingredient for assuring our success and monitoring our progress, and that effort was featured. Thought all that was good, but I particularly liked this evening that individual board members took initiative on items. The audio posting came forward tonight, the public forum idea was brought forward tonight, and the use of district email systems was brought forward tonight, all of which were out of the energy of board members wanting to be responsive to transparency and open government and community input. And I thought this was a particularly special meeting in that regard, in that we had a lot of that kind of input that came forward through board members who are continually looking for better and more successful ways for us to work together and to govern.
Only note I would add is that I trust you all provide a teeny bit of grace in crafting the directive to staff regarding responding to emails. Mm-hmm. It took me a day or so to get that done.
Staff support is always there. We're always appreciative of that. And it's part of the teamwork that we expect and we sometimes take for granted. So it is indeed true that we're only as effective in our communication decision-making as we get the right kind of support to make it happen. All right, that would be the, unless there's another comment from anybody, the end of our self-evaluation item on the agenda, and we will now recess.
Before you recess into executive session, as you move to item 1601 in preparation for doing that, I'm wondering whether or not there's any conversation that you'd like to have in open session about the executive session leading into it.
Yeah, I would like to maybe lead in by saying that we are going into closed session to discuss the evaluation of the superintendent, not the process by which we evaluate the superintendent that we had previously settled on January as the time when we will have that question about the process. We will have a new school board member at that time, and it will be the ideal time to engage in that discussion and decision-making process on revising our process. So we're not going to do that tonight. We are strictly going to complete the process that was started May 24th, and we're way overdue to get this done. We've had some disruptions along the way that have made it difficult to complete this process, but tonight we're going to do that. So anybody else have a comment in open session before we recess into executive session? Nope. All right. We will then recess for up to 15-minute executive session. We're at 7:52 p.m.
The purpose of evaluating a public employee, and you expect no action afterwards.
For the purpose of completing the evaluation of a public employee.